Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Dr. Alex Parsinia, CEO of ZCOM Network. The company trades over the counter, and the ticker symbol is ZCNW. And ZCOM Network is a multi-industry company with two core businesses, media broadcasting as well as telecom. Thanks for joining us today there, Dr. Parsinia.
Good morning to you.
Great. Now, it's always good to have you on. And start off by giving us the breakdown of your two core business sectors.
ZCOM is a multi-industry company. Basically, through our subsidiaries and holdings, we have two core businesses. One is media broadcasting, and the second core business is telecom. Through our media broadcasting, we offer TV, radio, and video content where it is delivered on demand as well as based on access through over the internet. And through our new acquisition, we also have a satellite broadcasting where we have a very popular show. It's called Talk Money TV. Uh-huh. And the Talk Money TV basically, through, it is broadcast through satellite as well as cables. And we reach over 10 million total potential viewing household in U.S., Canada, Mexico. We also, our programs are also broadcast in Europe, Asia, and Australia.
Great. Now you also have a recently formed home shopping network, and you also recently acquired Empire Wholesale Jewelry.
Well, we didn't acquire them. We signed a contract with them.
Signed the agreement to include the that in your program offering.
All right. Right now we're in negotiation to sign agreements with a number of manufacturers and importers, but we have signed agreements with Empire Wholesale Jewelry, which is one of the largest jewelry manufacturers and auctioneers on the West Coast. And of course, the primary purpose of that is so we can market and sell jewelry items in our home shopping network program.
Good. And so, yeah, talk about some of these trends right now in the industry and how well positioned the company is to, you know, to capitalize on them.
Well, we sort of have a different niche. The way we positioned ZCOM is, as you're aware, there's a convergence between telecom, entertainment, and TV broadcasting and media. So that's really the way we position ourselves. We see a lot of synergies and between telecom and media and home shopping network, and so that's our unique niche. Now in our telecom sector also we offer voice and data termination services at the wholesale and retail level for both fixed and mobile platform customers with interconnectivity through voice as well as traditional as well as T1 and T1.
Right, and so expand on some of the things that makes you unique from you know, some of the other players in your sector.
Well, we're very unique because we're positioning ourselves through in a different niche in terms of, as I indicated, the convergence between media and telecom and home shopping network. Well, right now, we're in negotiation to acquire a TV station in Southern California, and that would give us a very strong platform where we can do a lot of our programming in-house. And, of course, that would give us some additional savings in terms of cost, as well as, of course, increase our viewership globally. Again, you know, one other area which we're very different. We're actually broadcasting all over North America, including Canada, U.S., Mexico, covering most of Europe, North Africa, and Asia. So although we're a relatively small company, but our coverage is very strong.
Good. And so do you see yourself, the company, doing any more besides the one in California, any more M&A activity over the next 12 months?
Yes, our strategy is to grow through organically through internal development of our products and services, as well as grow through M&A and through acquisition. So we do look for companies that there is a fit between what they do and what we do, and of course, and part of it is because of my background. I'm more of an M&A guy. And so that's what we're focusing in terms of leveraging some of my know-how into the company and try to grow both organically as well as through M&A.
Right, as long as they fit those synergies between, broadcasting and telecom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we don't want to just acquire for the sake of acquisition. We primarily focus on creating synergies.
Great. Now, perhaps you could walk us through your background experience, Dr. Persenia, as well as that of some of the key management team over at ZCOM Network.
My background, I have a mechanical engineering degree, worked for oil companies, and then MBA and PhD in international business. I taught business strategy and mergers and acquisition at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, for 18 years. I'm a certified M&A specialist. And so basically, that's one area that we're trying to do is to leverage some of my know-how and contacts in the area of strategy and mergers and acquisition. We have strong management in place, and although we've had some volatility in our stock, but we believe that our stock is undervalued, and hopefully we can communicate to the investment community in terms of the potential for growth and profitability within our company.
Certainly. And so what are some of the goals that you guys have set in place for the company here looking over the next 12 months? I know you mentioned some, M&A, but any other goals?
Yes, essentially, we are focusing on our Talk Money TV show, where we feature CEOs as well as entrepreneurs, consultants, people from academia, from business community, and we've had really very strong audiences. All of our shows can also be viewed at www.talkmoneytv.com. So we're focusing on this particular program. We're focusing on our shopping network to make it very viable. We're adding products and services to our shopping network. And of course, in terms of acquisition, we're in the process of acquiring a station so that it would give us some additional capability as far as putting these programs in-house and of course, expanding our viewership in the U.S. as well as on the global basis.
Of course, and you mentioned that you believe the company is undervalued and that that investors don't fully understand your upside potential. What are some of the things that you feel that investors understood would positively impact your stock price?
Well, I think we need to communicate our strategy, and we have to do a better job in terms of communicating that. As far as we do have two core businesses, we had some non-related assets and which we basically divested. So we have a very focused strategy, and in terms of going through internal development as well as acquisition, and of course right now we're focusing on our Talk Money TV show, Home Shopping Network, and as well as advertising some of our telecom products through our media sector, which is really creating synergies among our divisions as well as our products.
Very good answer. And so once again, joining us today is Dr. Alex Persinia, the CEO of ZCOM Network, which trades over-the-counter. Ticker symbol is Z as in, C, as in zebra, CNW. And the company, once again, is a multi-industry company with two core businesses, media, broadcasting, as well as telecom. So before we conclude, Alex, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why you believe investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Sure. As I indicated, we had some volatility in the past, but we have restructured the company. We've developed a very focused strategy. We're trying to implement our strategy, and I think right now the company is really significantly undervalued, and because of that, this gives an opportunity for the investment community to look at us seriously.
Well, great, and we certainly do look forward to continue to track the company's growth and progress, as well as update our investors on your future M&A activities. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today.
I really appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Any time.